You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. I'm very pleased to say we're joined by a very accomplished former assistant U.S. attorney and, well, litigator for the Department of Justice at the appellate level. Her name is Sidney Powell. She is currently in private practice, continuing her work in that highly specialized and very, very demanding part of the U.S. judiciary. She has been the lead counsel in more than 500 appeals, a rather extraordinary record in the Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. She is also the author of a very important book, Licensed to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. Sidney Powell, it is a pleasure to have you back. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Frank. It's always great to be with you.
There's so much to talk about, Sidney, but one of the people who features prominently and favorably, I might say, in your book, Licensed to Lie, is a Judge Emmett Sullivan, a federal district judge, who has been in the news of late for some important rulings that he's been handing down, specifically with respect to Hillary Clinton and two of her subordinates and their email traffic when they were all at the State Department. Some of this is in the public domain already in terms of the first several thousand of these emails turned over by state. People are still trying to sort out what's in them. But one of the suggestions that seems to be pretty clear, and I gather moved Judge Sullivan to act in this matter, is that, it appears that some of it involved classified information being handled in a manner that is completely impermissible, in fact, illegal. What are your thoughts on what's been happening to this point?
Well, I'm very grateful that Judge Sullivan is on the federal bench. As you mentioned, he's one of the heroes in License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice, because he's the judge who actually appointed a special prosecutor to look into the Department of Justice and its public integrity section lawyers for their mishandling and actually corruption of the Ted Stevens prosecution, the former Alaska senator. So now Judge Sullivan has got two very important cases in front of him. One is Judicial Watch's lawsuit against the State Department to get the emails from Huma Abedin and Hillary and others. And also, he's got the Judicial Watch lawsuit to get the IRS emails. He's been chipping away at both. And most recently, Friday, he entered an order requiring the State Department to provide copies of the correspondence binding between the State Department, Ms. Clinton, Ms. Abedin, and Ms. Mills about getting the government records in their possession. That alone is going to be extraordinarily enlightening to see what the State Department actually asked for, how many times it asked for it, and what the responses of those three people was to that request. And because they're required by law to maintain those records and they're required by law to give them to the State Department, they should never have been kept on a separate server. Absolutely never. It's appalling.
Yeah. It's illegal, I think, is another way to put it. And as you say, I want to come back to Andy McCarthy's piece on this in a moment, but just staying with this for a second, Sidney Powell, there is this court order, as you say, and what is really interesting about it is that Judge Sullivan apparently has sort of run out of patience with this particular drama, and he has established that they will be at risk of perjury if they do not conform and faithfully respond to his required findings here. What does that mean in terms of the probability that we're going to see a disclosure that one way or the other is going to result in criminal problems for these characters?
Well, the entire order is revealed in my article at Observer.com, Judge Sullivan Strikes Again. And he has asked the State Department to get responses from Hillary, Huma, and Ms. Mills under oath, under penalty of perjury, identifying what they've produced, if they've produced all of it. And that means that they can be prosecuted if that turns out to be untrue for perjury. Of course, there are other offenses that they could be prosecuted for right now, such as keeping the server to begin with.
Indeed. And that really raises an interesting question. When the Department of Justice received referrals recently from the Inspectors General of the State Department and the intelligence community, initially it was reported these were requests by these inspectors general for criminal investigations. There seems to have been some backing and filling on that. Several of my guests have talked about it. It's now being described as a counterintelligence investigation. But isn't that the same thing as a criminal investigation in your experience with the Justice Department, Sidney Powell?
It certainly should be, Frank. If there ever were a case that should be investigated for criminal conduct, this is it. I mean, look at what happened to General Petraeus. He was practically crucified for sharing information with his biographer, information from his own hand-kept diary that he shared with his biographer, and had to plead guilty to a criminal offense. And what Hillary has done, and Huma and Ms. Mills, it looks like it's far worse than that. I'm sure Hillary's conduct is far worse than that, because she had to have gotten all kinds of classified information.
And Sidney, again, as an accomplished assistant U.S. attorney, when you look at the facts as we know them today, and I'm sure there's a lot more that will come out presumably by or shortly after the 7th when Justice Sullivan's order goes into effect, is there any doubt in your mind that what has been done here, at a minimum, is destruction of government property by the selective release of some of these emails and the claim that 30,000 of them just dealt with yoga dates and dining, reservations. And secondly, if nothing else, that there's information on those servers, presumably still, that would constitute classified information and therefore is clearly government property and not supposed to be there.
Exactly. I have no doubt that the government is entitled to all the information on those servers. And then if there's something that Ms. Clinton needs back to continue to conduct her business, she could have copies of those back. But she hasn't even given them electronic copies of the email. She produced them in paper, which is another outrage because they can't search those. And there's a law that requires her to produce the actual server. I mean, she wasn't supposed to have it to begin with. And when somebody asks for it, she has to deliver it and to the officer or the employee of the United States entitled to receive it. And she's refused to do that.
Well, and this goes to the question that I guess, as you mentioned earlier, our friend Andy McCarthy raised. And again, our guest is Sidney Powell, a former assistant U.S. attorney and author of the very important book, Licensed to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. Why hasn't the Justice Department exercised its authority to seize this server if it is not being surrendered?
Frankly, I think the Justice Department is complicit in all of this, as is the White House, because just think about it. Think how many people in the government emailed her at Clinton.com. The Attorney General no doubt did. The President no doubt did. That was the only way to communicate directly with her. So they all knew that she was keeping all of this stuff on a secret server in her own possession, and they knew that was a violation of the law. So they're all in it. They're probably senators and congressmen that communicated with her that way. I mean, this is going to run thick, deep, and wide.
So this is further evidence, really. We need a sequel to your book. There is more corruption yet, and it unfortunately doesn't seem to reside strictly in the Department of Justice by any means. Sidney Powell, unfortunately, we are out of time, but this is a subject that I know you will be closely following at Observer.com and hopefully in a new sequel to your original superb book, Licensed to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. Keep it up, and please do keep coming back to us. It's deeply appreciated. Diana West joins us next. We'll talk with her about the passing of an extraordinary chronicler of the evil empire, Robert Conquest, and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.